Federal employees don't always agree that promotions are based solely on merit. Lower-ranking employees tend to think they're based on something else, like who you know. Senior executives think they got there because of their talent. Joining me with ideas on how to ensure both the reality and perception of merit, Mallory Barg-Bowman, Research Director at the Partnership for Public Service. Mallory, good to have you back.
Good morning, Tom.
This misperception, first of all, do we know whether promotions really are based on merit, regardless of how people see them?
We actually have very few data points on the actual performance validity. That was actually something that came up at a recent OPM research conference where they found that, surprisingly enough, there's very few data sources on federal performance management. But I'll tell you, the disconnect that you're talking about between how individuals perceive the fairness of promotion really does play out in the data. For Best Places, we look at the issue of performance management, and we always break the data down by SES perceptions and non-SES perceptions. And what's really interesting there is a 40 or 50-point gap between how SES members and non-SES members perceive the fairness of the promotion process. There's one question. Promotions in my work unit are based on merit. When you ask members of the SES this question, 79% of them agree with that question. When you ask non-SES members that same question, only about 30% agree, which is almost a 50-point gap, which is really huge.
And so presuming that most promotions are probably based on merit, because, most managers try to do a good job. There's always the exceptions. But if most of them are based on merit and that perception persists, then federal agencies have a problem.
Correct. And agencies are starting to do something about that. And that's something we're seeing actually both in the public and the private sector. You know, as was announced recently, DOD with its New Beginnings program is really starting to look at performance reviews. When I was at GAO, this was something that they were working on too. There was a 2009 study at GAO that found that the performance management system should be modified to increase the focus on employee development, on feedback, and on teamwork while increasing the complexity of the system. And it was based on some research that GAO had done looking at that high performers do not feel satisfied or motivated by year-end appraisals. But when managers incorporate meaningful performance feedback into their everyday supervision, employees are both more engaged and performance improves.
So how can that translate back to promotions, though? Because you might get an evaluation without a promotion, even if it's a great evaluation, and the next guy or gal gets their promotion, you might have the same thought.
Sure.
It's not based on merit.
Sure. So some of it comes to, frankly, having honest performance feedback. This has been something that the private sector has been really leading on. Both Netflix and Deloitte have been really experimenting with different models there. Deloitte's, our partner who we do Best Places to Work in the federal government with every year. And they found that they were spending an estimated 2 million hours annually discussing past performance of employees, but they found strong correlations between the frequency of team leader conversations and engagement of team members. But what they found is it can't just be fluffy conversations, oh, you're doing great, but with no promotion attached to it, that you do need to be able to have that hard conversation with the employee about what's going right, what's going wrong, what they need to do to improve. And that requires some real training for frontline supervisors on coaching, that it puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the direct supervisor to have those candid conversations with their employees and also to create a clear pipeline and a clear path for personal development.
So the implication then is if I know that I am evaluated honestly and fairly, then probably my presumption that the next person is also getting the same fair treatment would also accrue, and therefore I could have more faith in that person's promotion.
That's exactly right. And we see the same on the flip side of this, too, in terms of faith of dealing with poor performers. One of the questions in the employee viewpoint survey is steps are taken to deal with poor performers who cannot or will not improve. And this is another interesting question. For this one, for last year, 67% of the SES agreed or strongly agreed with the question, whereas only 25.8% of non-SESers agreed with that. And when folks don't see a poor performer being dealt with constructively, it really rocks their foundation of trust in the performance management system and, you know, and how promotions are dealt with, how fair their own assessment is.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg-Bowman, Research Director at the Partnership for Public Service. So getting back to this new beginnings program at DOD, which is just a couple days old now, really, how can that help, do you think?
Sure. So the focus of New Beginnings is that performance management isn't a once-a-year process. My understanding of it, and I'm just starting to learn about it now too, but is that supervisors are required to hold a minimum of 3 formal documented performance discussions with an employee per year. What I'm guessing the intent there is to really build in a regular cadence of feedback, that, you know, feedback shouldn't be something that someone gets in December and is a huge surprise, that it's something that's well-documented and consistent and ongoing throughout the year. And this is something, you know, again, going back to the GAO example that they began doing as well, is that at several points during the year, supervisors and employees have that ongoing, regular conversation about how the individual is meeting their goals, how they're working, what they're accomplishing, and where they're going, where their own professional development is headed. And that, again, that regular ongoing cadence is really important.
And what are the challenges DOD will have rolling this out? Because they've got hundreds of thousands of civilian employees in this initial rollout that started last Friday, with April 1st. There is just a couple of thousand, I think maybe 10 or 12, 15,000 people involved.
Sure. And I think, as is the case with any type of organizational cultural change, it just will take time. And it's going to take some individuals out of their comfort zone. It is a change in the way of doing business. And I think that there's going to need to be patience and some iteration of the program and the project as it moves forward, that DOD will likely learn things as it moves forward. I think it's interesting that they are doing a phased rollout, which does give some opportunities to change and modify as they move forward.
And as a general good practice, as you have these regular reviews with employees, is it a good idea to solicit feedback from the employee to say, hey, how am I doing as your supervisor?
That's exactly right, is that this shouldn't be a one-way conversation. Both how am I doing as your supervisor, but also how are you doing? How are you meeting your goals? What additional ways would you like to grow and improve and perform in the year ahead? And, you know, it really should be a conversation, not a one-way delivering of feedback.
And what do you think might happen if this really takes off, becomes a success at DOD? Then you would have something very different in DOD versus civilian employees in civilian agencies.
Well, I think it would be a model for how sort of this model of ongoing regular feedback throughout the year could be employed elsewhere. You know, if DOD can do it, almost anybody can. You know, just it's a large agency, and I think others could really embrace it as a model. And I really encourage DOD to share their lessons learned as they move forward, both, you know, what works and, frankly, what doesn't work, because that's as instructive as what works.
So if I'm OPM, even though this is something happening at DOD, I should really be watching, because it might be something that I, as OPM, could start encouraging the rest of the agencies to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think this is a really great opportunity for all of us to learn.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Research Director at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.